This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are about 3 weeks remaining until the fiscal cliff deadline, and so far, no deal in Washington to avoid that package of steep spending cuts and tax increases. Last week, we heard from Republican Senator Rand Paul about the fiscal cliff, and today, we've got Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow with us. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen here? Is there going to be a deal before the end of the year or not?
Well, there's no reason not to have a deal. Everyone knows what needs to get done. It's just a matter of the political will to do it. And the first step is to take the bill that the Senate passed in July to extend middle-class tax cuts for the first $250,000 of income for everyone, pass that in the House, and then there are next steps that we can all do together, and there's really no reason not to get it done.
Well, but we know that you and other Democrats want those tax increases on the wealthy. The problem is, I guess, you're not willing to give the Republicans what they want in order to make that happen, and they've been talking about entitlement reform.
Well, I would say this. First of all, the American people overwhelmingly want to make sure that it's not the middle class and senior citizens that are having the burden of paying down our national debt. And then, from my perspective, if the speaker has something he feels strongly about, he needs to give us the details.
But you would be willing to reform entitlements as part of this package?
It depends on what we're talking about. I've already been willing to support savings of over $700 billion in Medicare. We did that by cutting overpayments to for-profit insurance companies and by redesigning the system. And we're more than happy to find savings in every area being talked about. It's a question of how you do it. We say, don't burden the middle class. Don't burden seniors to do it.
But we are going to have to burden everybody at some level. I mean, even if we're burdening the rich more than the middle class, isn't everybody going to have to sacrifice a little bit as part of this deal?
Everybody has to come together, no question about it. But it's not rhetoric, it's specifics. And the speaker came forward with a proposal to take $800 billion by cutting deductions like mortgage deduction, college tuition deduction. All of that hits the middle class. So, yes, we need to come together, but what we need is to make sure everybody's part of the solution.
Debbie Stabenow, Senator, Democratic Senator from Michigan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.